September 24th, Jesus says, "Courage, Maria. Consider that you are suffering the pains of my agony. I too had such affliction in my lungs and diaphragm, and every breath, every movement, and every heartbeat was a pain added to pain. And I was not, like you, on a bed, but burdened by a weight, and on ascending streets. And then hanging, in the sun, with such high fever, that it beat me in my veins, as if they were numberless hammers. But these were not the gravest pains. It was the agony of the heart and the spirit that was more tormenting. And most tormenting, in addition, was the certainty that for millions and millions of men my suffering was useless. And yet this certainty did not in the least diminish my will to suffer for you. Oh, sweet suffering, Maria, because it was given to make reparation to the Father, and for your salvation. To know that sign, which had remained upon you, the offense, which would have been eternal, of the human race against God, was being washed by my blood, and that my dying was giving back life to you. To know that, once the hour of justice had passed, love would look at you through me, immolated, with love." All of this inserted a vein of balm into the ocean of a bitterness such, that the greatest form of bitterness undergone on earth since man has existed, is little more than nothing, for the sins of all humanity and divine wrath weighed upon me. I said, "Be like me, who am meek, and humble of heart." I said it to all, because I knew that in this imitation of me was the key to your happiness on this earth and in heaven. You have all the ruins you've got, because you are not meek, and are not humble. Neither in families nor in your occupations and professions, nor in the vaster sphere of nations. Pride and wrath master you and generate all your crimes. The third agent of crimes is your lust. It seems to you to be individual, but this and the former too ensnare a great many individuals, whole continents. They sometimes upset the earth, just by their having reached the perfection of evil in the souls of a few children of Satan who obey him to fill their father's granaries with accursed harvests. And in truth I tell you that now is a moment in which, by the order of the Father of Lies, his children are harvesting among souls, which were created for me, and which I have futilely fertilized with my blood. An abundant harvest, more than every diabolical hope conceived of. And the heavens tremble over the weeping of the Redeemer, who sees the ruin of two-thirds of the world of Christians. And to say two-thirds is still to fall short. I said to all, "Be meek and humble of heart to be like me." But to my blessed ones, most beloved children, to the favorites of my heart, to my little redeemers, whose constant trickle of sacrifice continues the flow of the redeeming fountain issuing from my body drained of blood, I say, and I say it clasping them to my heart and kissing them on the brow, "Be like me, who was generous in suffering, because of the great love prompted in me by everything. The more one loves, the more one is generous, Maria. Go up. Touch the summit. I await you on the peak, to bring you with me into the kingdom of love."